At length he opened the Bible and began to read. The child who was seated beside him made some little disturbance, upon which Mr. Sherman paused and told it to be still. Again he proceeded, but again he paused to reprimand the little offender, whose playful disposition would scarcely permit it to be still, and this time he gently tapped its ear. The blow, if blow it might be called, caught the attention of his aged mother, who now, with some effort, rose from the seat and tottered across the room. At length she reached the chair of Mr. Sherman, and in a moment, most unexpectedly to him, she gave him a blow on the ear with all the force she could summon. "There," said she, "you strike your child, and I will strike mine." For a moment the blood was seen mounting to the face of Mr. Sherman, but it was only for a moment, when all was calm and mild as usual. He paused. He raised his spectacles. He cast his eye upon his mother. Again it fell upon the book from which he had been reading. Not a word escaped him, but again he calmly pursued the service, and soon after sought in prayer an ability to set an example before his household which would be worthy of their imitation. Such a victory was worth more than the proudest one ever achieved on the field of battle.